For the first time in modern history, in the year 2001, sightings of Planet X were being openly reported. Three separate sightings from different locations on the planet reported it. The three observatories, one in South America, one in Switzerland, and one in Arizona. Here is only a report, just one of them from Lowell Observatory in Arizona. I quote, April 4th, 2001, that was a Wednesday, quote, the operator described the object as diffuse and of approximate magnitude 11. They number the magnitude of stars and things that they see. Of course, planets only reflect light that is sent out by stars. And so it is, they recorded seeing it. And then this was confirmed from Switzerland. The Neuchâtel Observatory saw it February 7th, the year 2001. So they know it's coming. For the better part of the 20th century, this was starting way back in the 1930s, astronomers have noticed what they technically term perturbations. I looked that word up in the unabridged dictionary. It means irregularities or wobbling of planets. That is very interesting to me that it said wobbling of planets. Why? Because the Bible also talks about the earth going out of its orbit and wobbling to and fro as a drunkard. I'll get to that in a moment. But anyway, it says this has been in the outermost planetary area, past Pluto, past Venus, not Venus, but Uranus and Neptune. Those are the three most distant planets, and all of them are now wobbling. And they came to the conclusion, even before they saw it, that something had such a strong magnetism or gravitational pull that it was causing these planets to wobble, irregularities in their rotation. So they knew that it had to be something out there, but it took time before they could actually see it. The modern telescopes that went out and probed the universe. But they have found archaeological evidence for a long time that there were shifts. They've actually found humans, their remains, animals that we call tropical animals. They have unearthed them in the last 10 years since 1993 in the Arctic and the Antarctic. So they knew at one time the North and the South Pole were not the poles. They were tropics. How did it shift? And how did it become suddenly frozen? The only explanation is Planet X that has an orbit that takes it between planet Earth and the Sun. When you turn back into ancient history and you put all the evidence in context with the Bible, you will find that there have been past civilizations. We knew it before the flood. It became so evil that God brought the flood upon the world. They were highly advanced because the fallen angels came down and claimed to be gods and dwelt among them. They showed them the entire solar system that we live in. They knew about this 10th planet. To be exact, a man by the name of Zachariah Sitchin from Great Britain, this man happens to not believe in God at all. But he is, I guess you would term, a New Ager because he just believes in what happens, happens, and that But anyway, he is an archaeologist. He's an astronomer. He's all of these things packaged into one, and he has great social standing in the eyes of the scientific community in Britain. And he wrote a book years ago called The 12th Planet, in which he went into history and looked back, and they have unearthed, Britain has, their archaeological teams, writings from ancient civilizations called the Sumerians. And they had charts showing the entirety of the universe, and they had a 10th planet that you and I have never seen, because it hadn't even been close to planet Earth since the days of Peleg. Even historians of astronomy are aware of legends of so-called a star of doom that came by in ancient times. It created debris. It brought with it meteor showers. It brought with it upheavals of the land surface when it went by. In order to find out what changes that the Earth goes through and when all of these changes actually begin, then you have to understand the passage of this great planet in its orbit closest to the Earth. Planet X, when it comes close enough to the Earth, and then we need to know the date when it'll arrive. This is based upon their dates, not mine. I can only report and then show that the Bible does predict these things, whether they're accurate or whether it'll be for yet a while. I do not know. Most of the time, they're accurate on these things. But then we can begin to see why Jesus Christ said, "Pray always that you will be counted worthy to escape all of these things that will come to pass." We didn't understand the severity of all of these things at one time, but we need to know. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure it all out once you have all the information laying in front of you. It's fairly easy to understand, but sweeping changes do occur every time this planet comes by. Every 3,600 years. And so it was since 1995, 96 year. Weather changes in the Earth have been very dramatic. We have seen, and we've always blamed it on the extremely low frequency magnetic wave generators by Russia and the United States. And that's a part of it. But they started. Weather conditions that have set all kind of record highs and record lows in some cases, but most of the time it's been highs. Because of what this is beginning to do at such a great distance, 4.7 billion miles yet from Pluto's orbit. And once it reaches Pluto's orbit, it'll be close to Earth, passing between the Earth and the Sun within 90 days. And so everybody on Earth will see this when it happens. Now for some of us, this is a hard question, but do you remember back in the days when you were in grade school? Just barely for some of us. We were taught back then about ice ages and so on, and how that they came after thousands and thousands of years it took for the ice to creep down from the North Pole. However, most researchers in astronomy and in archaeology, they all agree that some phenomenon has happened that caused it to be sudden, not gradual, but sudden. Otherwise, you could not have these big mammoths with this food in their mouth from the tropics, quick frozen. You just couldn't do it.